Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, welcome to this episode of the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. I am Tim Madden. This is Christina Madden, and we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. And we're talking today about a very important topic, which we'll get to that soon. But we are midway through the year, Christina. So we got 300 people hired this year. We're approaching like 2,000 interviews. You just saw the little teaser testimonial video. We've had a lot of wins this year already.
Yeah, yesterday we celebrated 70 interviews.
70 interviews from just last week.
From just last week, yeah.
Wow.
So that was on our client wins call.
That's wild.
Some of you might be listening.
Yeah. So hey, as always, do us a favor. If you're listening live or on Spotify, we need you to go leave us a review over on Apple. Please, please, please. Hey, we are trying to be a top 100 podcast.
We're gonna bribe you guys
this year, and we would love for your support. So if you get any value or have gotten any value off the previous episodes, do us a favor. Go leave us a review. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. What we talking about today?
How to look good on video calls.
Yep.
And let me tell you a little story, guys.
Yeah,
I personally, you know, was thinking the other day, I'm like, golly, I'm like, what a boring topic. Doesn't everybody know how to look good on video? But it's a big request in our community. Like, what do I wear? What do I do? What does my office need to look like? How do I make a good first impression? We kicked off a job search strategy call last week with Tim. And I was like, I got to jump on there because even I love learning from Tim. And when I got on there, that's all everybody wanted to talk about was how to look good on camera.
Well, bring up all the people. We use hiring software, and you've done countless interviews for everyone. And here's why. Everyone gets it wrong, right? And you kind of go a little crazy here with our employees because you want to make sure, right? You want to make sure, well, not, you're the sergeant major.
I have high expectations.
You have high expectations. And you want people to look in uniform, if you will, whatever the uniform is, uniformity. And you want them to have good backgrounds and good lighting and all the stuff we're going to be talking about today. Because we run across so many people where that's not the case, right?
And I'm going to have a handful of listeners right now that are like, you know what? No, I own a business. I'm showing up in my t-shirt, my flip-flops, and this and that. And if that is you, this podcast is not for you. You can keep scrolling. This is for people who really want to work on their on-camera presence, and they want to get looking good and feeling good. And if you figured out how to show up to your job and make multiple six figures in a t-shirt and flip-flops, more power to you. But this is not that conversation. So I think what happened was maybe it was during 2020 when everybody went like super remote and COVID happened and everybody got super comfortable and we went into this remote culture without standards, I think is what happened.
Yeah.
And people just started to slowly like forget what it looked like to show up at work professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're living in a time where we've pretty much evolved kind of past that, and people have forgotten how important it is. And I don't think it's something that people are like intentionally deciding to show up looking like crap. Mm-hmm. It's just something that people have just forgotten about. It's like this most overlooked topic, right? So the first rule of success is show up, and part of showing up is showing up looking the part. And so that's what we're talking about today. And Tim mentioning how many interviews I've done and how many people get it wrong. What I mean by that is people looking a bit disheveled, right? Like sweatpants, wrinkly t-shirt, messy bun, and you're, you know, in your bedroom. I can see your bed. Some people are in the bed. Like, if you guys can believe that, that's what's happening across America. Okay, so
walking, doing an interview on your phone, in the downtown metropolitan area with some earbuds in.
I'm telling you guys, I know that it's like in your mind, it sounds like, why not, you know, but you can't do that. So let's talk about some tips to make sure that you're showing up looking your best. You want me to just dive into a couple that I want to talk about?
Sure, go ahead.
Number one, you want to have...
Well, number one, hold on, I got to stop you there. You probably want your video to work and your audio to work. Because how are you going to look good on camera when you don't even know how to turn your video on or your microphone on? Have you ever recently done an interview where someone has like audio and video issues and we're like 10 minutes past and you're like...
Yeah, and I only have like, you know, 30 minutes blocked and the person can't even figure out how to connect the microphone. Yeah, it's really frustrating and you're not going to hire you. Because if you can't follow those very simple things in the beginning, like I'm going to tell you straight up, like I don't have time anymore if I see you. Like I'm done, you know, because I just know that my environment will swallow you up if you can't follow simple instructions. So to get more on that part of it, head over to Tim's YouTube, Tim Madden.
Tim Madden Exec Upgrades.
Tim Madden Exec Upgrades. He just did a recent YouTube video specifically on the steps to take to set up your tech and all that. But for sure, do that. Don't wait until it's time to log on for your interview. Test it. Get a friend on there. Hey, testing. 1, 2, 3. Like, how many times has our audio failed? If you've listened to us long enough on this podcast, it happens, right?
Is our audio working right now?
Can you hear us? We're not immune to it. It's especially complicated in a studio like this, but make sure you know how. Don't, like, if you've never been on Zoom, like, if you guys can believe this, a lot of people haven't. Make sure you download that app. You test it out. Don't put on...
And here's the thing, too.
Fluffy's mommy 21 for your username. Like,
make sure you don't have a cat as your virtual face, right? But here's the thing, too. Just talking about tech for a sec, but most people use Zoom, but then there's Microsoft Teams. Then there's this software, that software. There's WebEx. There's all this stuff. And, you know, you have to make sure it's working.
Mm-hmm. So
what were your tips now? Sorry, I was just like, hey, before we had tips, yeah, let's make sure that you
test
can
test out the software, you know, multiple times, especially if you don't find yourself to be tech savvy, be on time. Okay.
Someone even said here,
be on time, test your
Subhanshu said, hey, Tim and Christina, I hope you're both doing well. He's in the ECU program. That's awesome. Had a quick question. When it comes to online presence, I've had some people show up not so professional looking and it sets a very awkward tone. What mm-hmm. are some gateways to navigate through such experiences? So
well,
say
for
you
me,
show
like
up.
I'm interviewing someone.
No, say I believe it's you're showing up professional for an interview mm-hmm. and you probably are interviewing someone who just rolled out of bed and you're like, this is awkward.
First impressions are everything for me. And I'm going to find a way to professionally end the interview pretty fast. Is that the question?
No, that's not the question. You're the person being interviewed.
And you're not.
So
having...
I'm interviewing you. Mm-hmm. You look professional. I look like I rolled out of bed. Sets an awkward tone for you probably. And me, right?
Okay. How desperate are you, right? Like, do you really need this job? Do you want the job? Are you going to take it regardless? You know, do you have to, I don't know, are you in a position where your urgency is high? Then you probably have to grin and bear it and still stick by your core values, your best communication, your interview strategy. You still show up like a boss because you still have to learn to be great in really shitty circumstances.
And
beyond that, that is a red flag in terms of, do I want to follow that leader? What does the rest of the team look like? You can start to look around and ask yourself those questions and make decisions from there. I personally, I'm not staying on Zoom with somebody looking like crap. If I look good, I'm going to professionally end that scenario. I want to be surrounded by winners.
Yep.
So we're talking about big thinking. Also keep that in mind. We're talking about becoming big thinkers and being around the best of the best. And so, yeah, make a judgment call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just my blunt answer.
There you go. Hey,
but do still learn. But remember, most people, that's why it's so easy. This is why it's so easy to look great and succeed, is because most people are not thinking about this. So if you show up in that scenario, just understand that you're already showing up better than 99% of the people out there. So still continue to stay in that energy. Don't sway or bring yourself down because that person doesn't look professional, you know? Still maintain your level of confidence in how you showed up and see where the conversation goes. Or if it's just terrible, then just end it.
If you can't do the small things, you can't do the big things, right? So the small things are simple things like being prepared, being in proper attire, etc. If you can't do that, right, how are you going to do the more difficult things? Right. This is one thing we talk about in the military all the time, which is why attention to detail is so important, because if you can't even show up with what you need, right, like how are we going to do some large scale military operation? How are you going to go out into the marketplace and compete with other companies? Right. Because I tell you what, we talk about it all the time. This rule one of our culture is winning is the expectation. Hey, here at Executive Grub Grades, we crush our competition. We come to play. Right. So this is very serious, right? And I want to work for, if I was working at an organization, I want to work at an organization that wants to win too and wants to beat out their competitors, mm-hmm. not who wants to show up halfway.
Yeah, who do you want to follow? And then I always joke around with our team. I'm like, I make you guys look good because I want to look around and see other people looking good, right? Like I want, this is a whole other topic for a different day, but I want to see greatness be surrounded by great people. So I was like, everybody, we're getting our shit together. Because I noticed, well, I was showing up a certain kind of way, right? Mm-hmm. When, if you guys look back far enough in my coaching videos, they're on YouTube from 2020. I was in a baseball hat. I was in a sloppy shirt. I was probably dropping some great information, but it looked terrible, right? And then I'm looking around at my team and I'm wondering why do they look like crap? And then I'm like, oh, it's because I look like crap. And then I was like, okay. Then I went and got some training from our mentors who said a few things that really stuck home or hit home for me. And I'm like, that's it. When we go home, there's a uniform. There's a way I want these offices to look. But okay. So we know we're going to be on time no matter what. I don't care. There's no excuse. Be on time. We're going to test out our technology, make sure that we're feeling comfortable with Zoom or whatever it is. You're going to get logged in. You're going to make sure your audio works. If you want to get super fancy, find a nice little Loom Cube light to give yourself.
Well, because nice someone actually asked this. Glow. Sorry, Kevin asked, can you recommend lighting products and the best way to place? So, Kevin, what you want to do, Loom Cube, L-U-M-E. Believe you can buy them on Amazon. They're probably $50 to $70. You can it right on the top of your laptop. But you just want a well-lit area. You want it to be bright, right? Bright is good. Dark is bad.
And ladies, I don't know if you know this about Zoom, but there's a special little filter on there that will make you look like you have on flawless makeup and no one will know. Okay, so we want to make sure all of that's hooked up and looking great.
What about their background?
And then that's what I'm going to ready to talk
Let's
about.
Let's do it.
So nobody expects you to have, you know, a studio like this or a super high-end, luxurious executive office. You don't really need that. Here's what I'm going to tell you guys to do to make this as easy as possible. Shift your desk, wherever it is, to have a blank wall behind you with a simple,
anything,
neutral piece of art maybe, and a plant, okay? And the reason I say this is because it's simple. It's not overstimulating. People aren't wondering, like, what's all that junk sitting behind them? I mean, you'd be surprised, maybe not surprised, like how much I see, and it's distracting. Number one, it's distracting. Number two, it says a lot about the person if they can't even keep a clean, at minimum, clean, simple, inviting workspace. So as far as being on Zoom remotely, those are my recommendations for you. If you sign on and work with any of our enrollment team or our advisors, that's what you're going to find. A simple, inviting, neutral workspace. It's nothing special. But I do want you out of your kitchens. I want you out of your bedrooms where the bed is visible at least. I have a little working office in the corner of my master bedroom, but the way it's all angled, you would never know it. And I have a nice little space going on there. We don't want to see appliances. We don't want to see kids' rooms. We don't want to see any of that. Nobody wants to see any of that, right? So keep it as simple and neutral as possible. Don't overthink it. Now, if you want to get a little bit fancy, like I saw somebody on our group call the other day that's in marketing, and so he had a really cool
some awards
and some like really cool foam on the wall, really cool microphone, and just it just screamed that this guy is into marketing, right? So that makes sense. But I wouldn't go overboard on, like, I see people go overboard on their personal interests. Like they might have like 50 different coffee cups or something, mm-hmm. or like a collection of gadgets. I highly discourage that because it's, again, overstimulating. It's unnecessary. not useful and you look like a hoarder. I'm just letting you
know. Think about this too. Your brain processes so much information a day, which is why attention is so hard to keep in 2024. When you have all of that stuff in the background, the person's brain is trying to just process all of it, you know? So which just makes it sense with simplicity.
Simplicity, mm-hmm. Honestly, guys.
Oh, hey.
And there's studies out about if you have a plant in your office, look it up. There are studies out about people assuming that you're smarter and calmer along with glasses, just so you know. I can't freaking see, but apparently you are already assumed to be smarter with your glasses and your plants.
So, hey, ensure your video is working. Ensure your sound's working. Set up your background. Set up your lighting. Okay.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Don't blur it out.
Well, that's part of your background.
Yeah, the backgrounds. So. Sorry about this. I know it seems like, oh, well, if I can't get out of my kitchen, I'm just going to blur it. If you're in a really bad situation and you're really winging it, then fine. But if you have any control over the situation at all, don't do it. And don't take my word for it. Go ChatGPT it. Research it. Research shows that people assume you are hiding something. Plus, it looks really freaking weird, you guys. Just stop. Please.
Set camera at eye level, right? Kind of like
that's difficult for us.
Body language is important as well on how to look good on video calls, right? So it's a big part of communication. Make sure you sit up straight, smile, and show your confidence in how you hold yourself while on the call. Super important. But another one.
But how do you do that? Feet on the ground, shoulders back.
Yep. Another one too is reminders of success. This is one I talk about all the time with our clients, right? As we're going into interviews, potentially difficult conversations, right? I want to surround my environment. This is like not what they're going to see, what I'm going to see, right? I know every day I'm going to battle, and the clients are going to battle with different interviews and different companies and following up. So, hey, I want to put around my office things I've accomplished throughout my career, right? So when I'm in those difficult moments, right, or I perceive something's difficult, I can already think of, hey, I was deployed to Iraq here. I went to all these different places. I did all these different things. I've accomplished so much because it's easy to forget that.
But you're not saying necessarily fit it all in behind you.
No. I want it in my space.
In the visual.
I want to be able to view it.
Yeah. I think that's so important. I always have my book out. I have certain awards out for myself as well.
I have wrote down. Our eyes are consistently, like I said earlier, processing information. And when you can have reminders of success within your vision, it's highly impactful, right?
What do you think is the worst story you have of what somebody showed up?
Going to purchase a software like this deal with just say a random vendor. It was probably something we'd spend $30,000 to $60,000 on, right? So I'll kind of just skip to the story and say when we showed up, this person was in kind of a ratty t-shirt. He was a sales rep for the organization, a ratty t-shirt. Not that I don't have anything against pets, but he had two dogs right behind him. He was in his bedroom and it was kind of messy. And I was like, how, huh?
Yeah, like now I'm supposed to trust you with this investment that I'm going to make. Now,
so it's kind of sloppy. He kind of looks sloppy. Not that there's pets in there, but I don't know if that's really professional. Like while you're on a Zoom call trying to show a product.
There are some people out there that are having a hard time letting go.
Other people have applied for executive roles here and we do a one-way interview to start and they've been like driving in their car. I mean, just all this weird stuff. Someone in a bathroom before, like it's wild.
But I don't think people are doing this necessarily intentionally. I just don't think that they understand the importance of it. And like the perception of it on the other end for the hiring person. I think they assume that if it's remote, that it means you get to do and say and wear whatever you want.
So, hey, listen, if you're listening to this podcast right now, okay, you're likely somewhat of a leader at some level in corporate America, small, mid, large, maybe you're an executive, maybe you're a first-time director. I'm not sure what it is, right? But how you look and how you show up matters, right? And if I'm going to a company where they may potentially pay me multiple six figures, this is what, ladies and gentlemen, tell me what they want all the time. They want all the RSUs, the stock options. You want the percentage of equity if the company sells. You want all these things. You better come correct when you're interviewing with these boards, these CEOs, these different circles of influence, Okay. Right? What do you want them to see? This is the first time they're maybe going to meet you. What do you want their lasting impression to be? Man, Tim couldn't even figure out how to get his audio on Zoom. Right? He's not professional. We're going to put this person in front of a team of 200 people. This is the person who's going to solve our $10 million deficit in our supply chain that we're having right now. And he can't even keep his space clean. Think about that, right? So use the tactics and strategies that me and Christina gave you, because while they are simple, right? What we learned a couple of years ago is everything in life is simple. The problem is when you're not doing 100 simple things, mm-hmm. you're drastically failing, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you're somebody, like Tim said the other day, he's like, I think we were going to my son's doctor's appointment or something. And I'm like, are you wearing that? He's like, who am I impressing? You know, whatever. I was like, just put something. And he was making a joke with me because he was like, you won't even get out of your Lululemon unless you're on Zoom. So like, trust me, I am into comfort. Okay. Like I get it. But when I put my work clothes on and I do my hair and my makeup, I am a different person. I feel a different way. You just can't tell me nothing. I'm making decisions better because I feel good. And most people are that way. You might be listening and say, no, Christina, like that doesn't really impact my confidence. I'm going to show up no matter what, how I want. And that, again, this isn't for you. But for most people, your confidence is boosted when you put the extra effort in to looking great.
Mm-hmm. And whatever that means to you.
Whatever it means to you, right. And it very much impacts the outcomes of your conversations and your interviews.
We got a couple of great questions here.
Okay.
First one, what's your take on earbuds? I know it, but I want you to tell the audience. Okay, ready? What's your take on earbuds, headphones with the mic, Bluetooth devices? What you got?
No.
Throw them all away.
So a great question. I don't think anybody's ever asked me that. The actual buds, earbuds, I don't think that's a problem. I have people show up like that all the time. In fact, I just discovered how much I like using mine with my computer. I didn't even realize how much I liked it. But anything beyond the earbud, just for the interview process, don't do it. So those big, bulky, over-the-ears one, like the new Apple ones or the Beats ones, that's a no-no. And then you've got those really old-school-looking head mics.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a couple.
Feels like people, you're in a call center.
I got
center
a couple
something.
People in my sales department that I'm letting get away with that because of how much they love it. But so if you see that, sorry about that. But I say no. It feels very, I'm just going to be blunt, like it feels very offshore. It feels very dated. It feels distracting. It's ugly. Like, unless you absolutely have to, I would nix that.
Number two, I know in a perfect, what do you think about this? I know in a perfect situation, you don't want kids walking in or passing the screen, but it's summer and kids are kids, right? If they do enter the room or pass the screen, how do you handle that will say something about you? So what would your advice be for that? I know what my advice would be. What would your advice be?
You guys, I love you guys. And thanks for being open and honest with your questions, but childcare is your responsibility. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it like to work at ECU, and I have a lot of new moms. I have a new mom coming in, and there's a very high expectation around, it's not like bring your kid to work day. Like you're going to have childcare and you're expected to be online during these hours and not have your kids on camera with my clients. It's not a great experience, again, distracting and whatever. That might be different where you're working. I don't know if you're already working there and they welcome that and you might luck out and they're all about motherhood balance and all these things. But during an interview, let's back up for a second. During an interview, unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have something dialed in.
Lock your door.
With your kids for that time. So, I know people are out there struggling with childcare and you're like, Christina, you're crazy. My kids are crazy. My household are crazy. My nanny can't keep up with it. Whatever it is, it's your responsibility to figure that out. The kids cannot be entering the room during really high level conversations that could,
it's going to throw you off track too.
Could cost you.
And then you might yell at them, John, get out of here. Sorry about that, Christina.
So we have to have childcare dialed in. We have to have the door locked. And let's just say it's an hour long
interview.
You have
to give your kids a heads up saying,
and
hey,
be very prepared. Don't say, okay, so-and-so can't babysit on Wednesday, but I'm going to try to push it. I'm going to try to make this happen. No, just wait until you have solid childcare. And then moving forward into a role, I do know there are organizations out there that are supportive of that. Okay. It's out there, but you do need to be open and honest about that going into the conversation, you know, going into the interview and during the rounds of interviews. For me, children are not welcome on the camera view with our clients during the team meeting or something. Your kid pops in. Yeah, we'll all say hello. But
so
like,
mentioned neutral pictures. What about travel destinations like Greece and Santorini? Mm-hmm. We want to go there. You got a problem with that?
Like you've got it.
Like your picture.
You've got it in, you've made it into an art piece up there and you've printed it and put it on the wall. I think as long as, I think that's nice. I just wouldn't get into it being too much on the eyes. That's all. You want the attention on you. That's why I say keep it simple.
So Laura says, what are your thoughts on multitasking while on an interview? I.e. interviewer is walking on a treadmill while interviewing. Not good.
The person interviewing you is on a treadmill?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a big trend going on right now with these walking pads under the treadmill. And people are on this trend right now with their steps goals. And that's great. And so I would maybe bring it up in conversation. I'm like, oh, hey, what is your step goal? 10,000 steps today? Whatever. Like kick it off like that. Find out if that's something that's in their culture. I would not be the person interviewing doing that. Don't show up to an interview walking on your treadmill. But I do think it's going to be very common to find executives on their treadmill interviewing you. That's a big thing right now. I wouldn't think too much into that one. At least they're trying to be fit. You agree? I would hope they're not, but I know they are. I've heard this a lot.
I will come back to that in a second with just final comments.
But stay
on a lot
off
of
yours.
Kevin, what about a professional chalkboard, professionally written? Right? Too personal?
I would, unless you are for some reason planning to share some sort of strategy that you have come up with prior to this interview, I would have everything wiped off the whiteboard and the chalkboard. Listen, I interview people with these full chalkboards and whiteboards, and I'm just like, what is on there, you know? And it's, again, you want the attention on you. So as much as you can get out of sight, out of mind, so you are dialed in, is the goal.
That's what we do here at ECU, okay? So I'm going to talk about that as we wrap up. Excuse me. Is you need to have a process to follow. So we have a virtual interview setup guide. You can actually go over to execupgrades.com, click on our resources library, download it for free if you want. Okay, virtual interview setup guide. You need a process to follow. This is why interviewing is so chaotic and it's getting worse and worse. Are you with me?
It is getting worse.
People who are interviewing don't know what they're doing and they're making all the mistakes we mentioned. And the people that are doing the interview don't have a plan. They don't have a plan of questionings. They don't have a scorecard matrix. They don't have anything. So we really have two sets of people who don't really know what they're doing. And when you mix those together, that's not good.
Yeah,
so it's really
for a second, make sure they're hearing. I really just want to make sure everybody's understanding what Tim just said. Most people that you are interviewing with, that are the people that are interviewing you, do not have an idea of the like a dialed in interview process.
Nope.
Hell, they might not even know exactly what they're interviewing for. They set out to interview for one thing, or excuse me, recruiting for. So you've got two people that are coming together that have no idea what's going on and there's no system or process. Okay. So that is why ECU exists, by the way. Okay. Because we give you a plan on how to navigate this messed up scenario.
Mm-hmm. So back to this, right? If you're in a role right now, or you're going to be in a role soon, hey, your onboarding process is so important. How you like from when you first talk to someone all the way to when you onboard them, this is going to determine if you have a great team or not, right? And this is why companies have so many problems hiring people, right? It's because if when you don't have proper policies in place and you're not, I hate to use this word, but when you're not indoctrinizing people the right way, kind of like the military does, you're setting yourself up, right? Because here's what happens at a military school. I haven't even shared this with Christina. When I went to my first military school, when I got promoted, this is day one. You have a packing list, okay? The packing list is like, you need 3 brown shirts, you need this many pairs of socks, this many boots, you need this, this, this. Day one, they're like, dump your bag. Anyone who does not have what they said they needed for the next 3 weeks, guess what? Drop, drop, drop. You could have flown from Fort Hood, Texas to Utah for this school. You didn't bring a pair of boots. You are not prepared. You're going home. That's the way the military rolls, right? So that's the way we kind of do it here in ECU, right? We're like, hey, we have very high standards. What does your packing list say, right? And so many times, so many concessions are made during this hiring process and during onboarding, which sets these weird expectations. And most companies don't even have really super clear expectations on what they expect out of people. So this is the kind of environment that we get here.
And what makes me sad about that whole thing is, I know you guys are great at what you do, right? Most of you have this amazing skill set. You have so much to offer an organization. You can solve big problems. You have this beautiful leadership capability, this beautiful body of work, right? But it, you guys, if you take nothing else from this podcast, let this be it. That does not matter if you cannot do these other things and show up.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Because you'll just be looked over. Like, you'll be passed on every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And then wonder why and think it's about you're being rejected because of your skill
or
set.
Or your background. Or,
yes, and it had nothing to do with that. Or let's say you get the job. This is why we say we teach you how to keep the job. Like, let's say you get the job. Let's say you've navigated this whole web of doom and you get the job, right? But now you can't show up on time. You're still struggling with the webcam. You didn't get a jacket yet. Your office is way too much and too much going on, and the kids are in there and the dogs are in there, and you're not feeling confident because of whatever reason. You don't know who to report to and connect with first for top priorities. You don't know how to have whatever conversations. You don't know the kind of questions to ask. This is how senior leaders are going into an organization and then losing the job so quickly because, like I said, it doesn't matter how good you are if you're missing all these fundamental steps. And that's what we're seeing. We have it inside our organization. Somebody will come in, I'm like, so excited. I'm going to learn from this person. They're better at me than XYZ and blah, blah, blah. But when they're late and they're not showing up and they don't learn the technology and they're wasting time,
excuses.
They're going ghost. I can't get them on Slack. And I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Last question we got here, because this is a good one. What is the product that Christina recommends for your makeup to look flawless? From Tracy. You want to tell her the secret? Tracy, here's what you need to do when you have an interview coming up. Tell her, Christina.
Tell her what to tell her really what to do?
Yeah, get someone to do your makeup that day, Tracy.
Yeah. If for the ladies that are listening, if it is in your budget, go onto your local community Facebook group and find yourself a cute little makeup artist and have them come in. Because if you don't know how to do your makeup, then have somebody come in and do a 15-minute lesson with you so you know how to do it flawlessly. It takes a few inexpensive products, I promise. You just need a little help to do it. A few of my own personal recommendations, if all else fails, is Bare Minerals, Bare Minerals Tinted Moisturizer. It's called Complexion Rescue. It really evens out the skin tone. The Tom Ford Foundation is amazing. And a good finishing powder. I would do a nice lip and make sure you have maybe some good mascara or lashes on. Glasses, like I said, people perceive you to be smarter and wiser with your glasses. So you'd be good to do that. And if you look on your Zoom settings,
make sure it's on ultra HD.
Yeah, you can actually crank up those settings to make you look pretty flawless without it being like, you know, weird. It's not like a weird TikTok filter. It's a nice little buffer to brighten and even your skin tone. But don't you think putting those things in place and having you know, some makeup on that makes you feel good, can you imagine how much better you're going to sound on that interview?
You want to feel the best you can. So that's why even if you're a guy or a gal, right, go get a little bit, you know, go get some new stuff to wear, right? Everyone, I don't care who you are, feels a little fresh. We're not talking about, you know, Versace suits. We're talking about, you know, a new shirt, a new blazer, something like that.
And ladies, I know I'm wearing hot pink today. I don't wear it a ton, but I would go for like a cream or a black and a white, just again, neutral. Like you don't want, you want to be just as neutral, calm, and as inviting as you can be. If you head on over to my Instagram at the Christina Madden, I actually put a lot of beauty tips on there. And there's a lot of Instagram reels on there where I talk about how to piece together an outfit before an interview. Super inexpensive. There's an app you can download called Cider. Okay. Some of the most beautiful, inexpensive professional outfits I've seen. It literally looks, some of it looks like vintage Chanel. So The Express is great.
So, hey, we wanted to come and give you some tactics and strategies today to help prepare, right, for your next interview and how to look good on camera, right? While these are, you know, basic tips, stack them all together. This will give you a competitive edge against your competition because most people are not showing up as a professional worth multiple six figures looking to solve large challenges for this company. And remember, forget what you do for a second. If you can't look the part and your background can't look the part, you're going to get looked over and then you're going to think it's your background or your skills. So as always, someone said they scheduled a call for tomorrow. So, Hey, Geoff,
amazing.
That's excellent. Hey, if to anyone else out there, if you need help, right, landing a new role with 2024 in Q3, right, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.
Have a good one.